Beginnt die Karte davon, dass sie bei bekommen, dass wir testen. Beginnt mit Alba, beginnt testen, was sie beginnt, sie gemacht haben. Aber auch, komm, ich vergehe. Und ich vergehe nicht, dass die haben mal gleich ist. That one holds that there is her da, and one holds there is no her da. So I says, Tim, it's a wonder, but not like the plegi. Where did they know that they're disagreeing? The Mirom Mechesko Bidayayayin. Mirom Mechesko is talking about when it was a mood. And Beirav is Bidayayayin. And therefore, that's what the Machlik is regarding Chatzin Hatzin and Yishalom. Yishalom says, what you can say is not the Mekin, but that's the case, like a Mashal and Beirav. Then what would Ami Beirav be teaching us? Well, that seems to be pretty obvious. Beinat Mu, and don't wonder, hey, Chim, Palik, Abraisa, that how did they disagree on the Braisa? This time, Ami Beirav says, that's not difficult because the generic Ami Beirav is Mishmei Rav. It's from the name of Rav. Rav Tanu, a polygon, as the Gemara says, an Avon, Dafnun. Rav is like at the level of a Tanu, they can disagree. Or Nami, this Braisa that was not torn to Shiva Bechir and Rachel, let me swing with OTF. You cannot refute an Amira from an unauthorized Braisa. Next, it's not the beginning of the Gemara, but we can say maybe Rishon means Latosa, not the first one, but the first one that was sprayed on. Even though you cannot explain the Braisa that was qualifying on the Mishnah when it says that when we say this in the victim's domain of Rishas Ram, but in Rishas Ram, Rishon part of Achon Chayiv, and the first one will be part of the second one will be Chayiv, and it says explain the Rishon La'Taza, if it's first one for being sprayed, so then What's the difference? Ibrishas and Ibrishas Ram, Kamashin Latas is the same thing as the second one for spraying. Either one or the other. If you're saying it's Tepta one and then it's shattered the other one, so one's the regular and one's the Tsarevis, you can differentiate. But if they're both the same Tsarevis, what's the difference? So it says you're right, although the Braisa won't be qualified, but the Mishnah, up until you have the Braisa, would be able to be interpreted like this, and this is what the Gemara's entertaining at this point. The word Gemara Bashik Rabbanan Mukila. Bashik explains like Rabbanan Aboy Lahochi, and this is how he asked the question. Which says a Muslim, the Gemara could have just actually said Dim Tim Slema coming. He's saying Im Tim Slema. I'm Kukrechi. If you say it's not Kukrechi, Mesni Rabban he Isumchasi is Rabban or Sumchas. You're right. Eladifalei Lamebayi. But he wanted better that Yes Shino Yvein Shino to say that the question was regarding if there's Shino or not Shino. Now, but near the Beit El, it seemed that the prior question. That really, the question was just, is it the normal Tsareris or through Shina, nothing more. And the Gemara itself, on its own, adds on, Rabban Hi is Rabban or Samchas. Rabashi explains that the question was, no, Yeshina Revio in Shina. Is there a Shina to make it down to quarter or not? Because he's not really disagreeing with the original Gemara. It's just the Gemara, meaning the original Amaram. The Gemara had just qualified it like this, and he says, "No, that's not how you qualify their question." Kagav nekem perek makabel. Similarly, you find the Bam Mitzidav Kofik Bezim Adalas. Says over there in the Masal Omen. Kaboy Reb Shesh like Reb Shesh the question. The Kablin Oyv Bal Tomo In Oyv. Does the a Kablin a certain contractor violate not paying on time or not? Shesh Mashas Omen. The Gemara itself adds on to say Omen is that, and they qualify the question. That really it's Umin Kedesh Achli, does the craftsman acquire the benefit that makes the vessel b'chul, etc. Rav Shesha Shalos Tam, Rav Shesha asked it unspecifically. The Gemara just adding on. And by Gezel Kama, later on, the Tzadi says him an Alvin, tells over there in the Mesa B'shlicha, Buchid Bay B'shlicha the Igarta, it's obviously like an agent to deliver something which there's no halacha of Shvach Kli at all. So you see that that's not the question according to Rav Shesha. It says the words "zigmagam" and "magam sheb shlo ele emkein mechulu." That says in the farish di brishas rab. Don't say they were talking about in the public domain. And what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is: "Dim urche pater." If it's being done the normal way, which that's regal brishas rab, be pater mitav a regal. No, so it says they can't be the question. And you're saying to him now that he did it, forcefully, so that would make it told the Karen maybe he'd be chayiv. No, from the fact that we didn't specify that he was walking in Rosh Hashanah, coming by the summer like the Gemara shortly. So obviously, obviously Rashi's interpretation primary that the sub of the Gemara is that since it couldn't have gone without spraying, so that's considered normal, or maybe no, that since it's kicking up a kabon, that would make it told the Karen, and if there would be Shilu Tzareis, it would pay Rabbi Nezik, so to also over here. But again, the Gemara is not asking is it regal or is it Karen, because it's part of Rishas Ram, the question would be based on this idea of it's not possible to go without spraying, and that would itself make it Urche, or do you say, no, it deliberately kicked. So that's not a din in Rishas Ram per se, it's a din in how to qualify because it has no choice, and therefore it's Urche, or would you make it Karen because it's deliberately doing it to damage?